Sometimes when I smoke weed, I feel like I'm in a movie. It's a movie about a guy who ain't doing shit with his life. I think semen is way cooler than weed. Semen is way cooler than weed because semen can give you munchies for 9 months at a time. And I think that's way cooler. Is it me or do people who wear Crocs kind of look like clowns not ready to fully commit?
Yes.
Sorry, guys. I learned this the other night. Jalapeno poppers right before bed double as an alarm clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Except there's no snooze for that alarm clock. You snooze, you lose. Jalapeno poppers. It's getting late, but I guess, you know, this is a thing that, like, it's funny, as humans, when we're, like, made to wait to do something, we feel, it's not only, like, with the anticipation of doing that thing, but it's the other thing on the other side of that thing that's pulling us to do it as well. So, like, say if we're here performing at night at the Mercury Cafe, we're, like, waiting to perform because we want to perform, but then also on the other side of that, you're thinking, well, what do I have to do after I perform? You have to sleep, then work, or whatever. So those things are pulling you to the, also to the place. So it's not just the anticipation. But if you think about it, like, this is life, and really the only, I mean, we can experience it with sleeping, but when we're waking, it's celebrated in a different way. Like, dreams are special, and sleep is very special. But being awake, even in a delirious or frustrated state, is still, like, a pretty, like, noble thing to be able to do, you know? Like, we should be so lucky to be awake right now, miserable, wanting to go to sleep. We should be so lucky. So you know how you can pay for stuff with a credit card? Like, you can pay for pretty much anything with a credit card? Do you think, like, you know, you could probably also, like, and there's all different, like, setups of credit cards and stuff with, like, frequent flyer miles and points and stuff like that. Do you think, like, anybody's ever paid for an abortion with a credit card? And if so, have they gotten the frequent flyer miles from that abortion? And if so, how many abortions to go to Aruba? So you can, do you think anybody's ever paid for an abortion with, like, a Disney Visa? with the points we earned, we could have taken him to Disneyland. We decided to take him to heaven instead. It's like no place on earth. See, the thing about abortion jokes that makes everybody uncomfortable is they're not pro-life and they're not pro-choice. And what I like to revel in when I do an abortion joke is it's, I don't know if it's a paradox, but I always say to myself, I create abortion jokes. And if I'm going to create anything on this planet, it's going to be an abortion joke that makes people smile, because it's the one thing that shouldn't make people smile. At very least, it should make you go, I'm not, I've never gotten an abortion before. But I've known other earthlings have done it. And it must be okay. That's my time, thanks.